Dr. Alexander, good morning.
Good morning.
The whole issue, I'm looking at three screens here, and all of them have it on. North Korea, the threat of North Korea, the worry of North Korea, how concerned should we be? This is your field of expertise.
Yes, well, I think what we're seeing is kind of continuing of development, what's been in the making for a while. They just, North Korea, within their own rationale, pursuing the best strategy they have for guaranteeing survival of their regime. And that basically is kind of at the bottom line of what's sort of driving the development of the nuclear program, which they believe is the only guarantee for the long-term preservation of the North Korean regime. And they will continue to do this as long as they exist, essentially.
Are they prepared to fire a nuclear weapon?
Well, why would they want to do that? I mean, unless they are threatened. And the whole rationale behind their development is to guarantee their survival. If they use the nuclear weapon first for no reason, then obviously the United States and its allies will retaliate and the regime will perish. So as long as we see this program as a nuclear program as the means towards regime survival, there's no real reason for them to use it first unless threatened by others.
How concerned should we be about America's reaction to North Korea?
Well, that's the big question. Is you know, we used to have like one crazy guy, Kim. Now we have another one in D.C. Potentially.
Yeah, but he's not firing missiles across other countries.
Not, but he's kind of escalating his rhetoric, and rhetoric obviously is kind of escalating North Korea's response as well. Basically, with Trump administration, I mean, there is a lot of kind of heightened rhetoric without, I'm not sure there's kind of understanding of kind of the facts on the ground and allies' concerns. I'm sure there is kind of at the kind of specialist level, but who knows if that kind of fits into the commander-in-chief's mind. But at the same time, he's also sort of talking about tearing up the trade agreement with South Korea as well, right in the middle of this North Korean crisis, which is doesn't kind of inspire a lot of confidence about if they know exactly what they're doing. But hopefully, you know, the reason will prevail and both sides will refrain from confrontation.
When will the Chinese actually run out of patience with North Korea?
Well, I mean, for Chinese, there is a lot of strategic considerations involved in it. Essentially, they don't want Americans in Korea, don't want them near their borders, and they certainly don't want them to be on their borders. So Korea, North Korea for them, for all its shortfalls and nuclear program and so forth, which they're not really happy about, but nevertheless, it's for them, for strategically, it's much better be a buffer against the possible kind of presence of U.S. troops right on their border, not far from Beijing, potentially, than not. So they will continue to hold the line for a long time, while at the same time trying to kind of contain the nuclear program as well.
But if the Chinese became more vocal against North Korea, would that lead to an unsettling of the North Korean leadership? Would it lead to a situation where it could become more volatile?
Well, I think the bottom line is that, yes, I mean, North Korea has about 90% of its foreign trade with China, so it depends on China for its trade. China potentially has a big economic leverage on them. However, you know, there's also considerations that basically the whole rationale of the North Korean regime kind of focused on its survival, which kind of possession of nuclear weapons is a centerpiece of that. That even if they impose sanctions and North Korea became more unstable, I mean, they would rather kind of let you know several million people die than to give up their nuclear weapons. So and also, you know, pushing them to the wall might actually, you know, exacerbate the crisis and make them more unpredictable. So basically, it's a very complicated story. There's no simple solution to it. And essentially, what we're seeing is that North Korea is intent on developing nuclear weapons. There's very little what the others can do about it.
And just one final point, yeah. Professor or Dr. Tithoff, because we're almost on top of the news. Yeah. How unhappy are the people in North Korea, or are they much happier than the Western media suggests they are?
Well, I mean, North Korea in the last few years have actually seen a lot of economic development. They've been growing because basically there's been some economic liberalization in North Korea through trade, introduction of some semi-private enterprises and so forth, although officially they're all state ones. So there's been improving in living standards, but the bottom line, it's a dictatorship. You know, the people don't actually have a voice. So it's all about the elite decisions centered around Kim, and
okay.
They're making the shots. The people are secondary there.
Okay, I've got to leave it there, Dr. Alexander Tito. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.